Jess was torn between two, one a long, strapless, basic black number, the other a knee-length, electric blue with spaghetti straps. I encouraged her to go with the blue. Why not play up the eyes? Angela chose a pale pink dress that draped around her tall frame nicely and brought out honey tints in her light brown hair. I complimented them both generously and helped by returning the rejects to their racks. The whole process was much shorter and easier than similar trips I'd taken with Renee at home. I guess there was something to be said for limited choices. We headed over to shoes and accessories. While they tried things on, I merely watched and critiqued, not in the mood to shop for myself, though I did need new shoes. The girl's night high was wearing off in the wake of my annoyance at Tyler, leaving room for the gloom to move back in. "Angela?" I began, hesitant, while she was trying on a pair of pink strappy heels. She was overjoyed to have a date tall enough that she could wear high heels at all. Jessica had drifted to the jewelry counter and we were alone. "Yes?" She held her leg out, twisting her ankle to get a better view of the shoe. I chickened out. "I like those. I think I'll get them, though they'll never match anything but the one dress," she mused. "Oh, go ahead. They're on sale," I encouraged. She smiled, putting the lid back on a box that contained more practical-looking off-white shoes.